This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a swimming coach?
Yes.
One may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Danny Gillespie, with No Sweat Swimming and the Port St. Lucie Swim Squad. How are you doing today, Demi?
I'm really, really happy to be here because I love talking about what I do.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Well, to begin with, I will tell you, I just reached a big birthday, number 70. And just last spring, I got recertified as a lifeguard, which is the way that I started my actual career at the age of 15. You know, and the next year I got to be a Red Cross water safety instructor. I ended up, my dad dropped me off at Rutgers University and handed me a $50 bill and told me I was on my own. So that meant getting a full-time job rather than just like a part-time swim thing. So I got a full-time job as an aquatic director while I put myself through Rutgers. And I had the opportunity to work at a projects pool for the city of New Brunswick. And I also was learning from a man, not a household name. His name is Frank Elm, but he was not only the Rutgers University coach, he was also a women's Olympic coach twice in those years. So I was learning some very high level stuff, but applying it to the regular average kid. And then started coaching swimming right in those years. So 20 years ago, I was the head coach at Jensen Beach High School. I and another coach started the program, 13 kids who could barely swim. And so that summer, my son was lifeguarding at Ravenswood Pool. And he and I had seen like how many kids went out for swimming, but they really didn't even know the strokes. So we put together a summer program for any high school kid who wanted to learn the competitive strokes. Then we added some younger kids who could at least swim the length of the pool. And then when I had assistants that were doing so well running that, I was able to start an adult program for advanced swimmers, like triathletes, et cetera, and former competitive swimmers. And I also now offer an adult beginner class. So this will be our 20th summer.
Wow. How do you get it all in?
What's that?
How do you get that all in?
How do I get that all in? Well, tell you the truth, you know what? Having a program that this is like to me the most heartwarming part about it all, that we literally have kids calling and saying, I want to volunteer with you because I swam with you when I was 10. And that happens a lot. I see lifeguards at Ravenswood Pool and they come up to me and say, don't you remember me? I swam with you when I was 12. And now they're like 19, right? So we really have taught an awful lot of kids to get beyond just working their way down the pool, but really how to swim well. So many of them have become competitive swimmers in other higher level programs, and others have gone on to be lifeguards and pool managers, et cetera.
What about a big kid like me?
You are the big kids like you, my absolute favorite, always. Because first of all, adults who decide to sign up for swim lessons are there because they want to be there. It's not, they're not being made to do this like a little kid might be. And for most adults, if they're deciding to learn to swim, more often than not, it's been something that's been in the back of their mind many, many different times throughout their life. Many people your age and older have told me about the things that they either avoided or the places they shouldn't have been since they couldn't really swim. My friend Kirsten from Tiny Bubbles was on recently, and she was talking about drowning rate among little children. And it's true, most of them, they drown due to adult negligence in home pools more often than anywhere else. But the second most common group is teenage boys, and they're not as likely to drown in a pool, although it does happen. But when one of them jumps in the water, wherever that water may be, it's a rare teenager that stops himself from following because they know they can't. They take chances, as we all know. I don't know if you knew about the situation that happened. It happened at St. Ed's a couple years ago. A young man was graduating from high school. They had a pool right on that campus and a swim team right there. And he was going off to college, but he couldn't swim, and he jumped in part of a celebration anyway. So I have some unique ideas about how we can make a difference with teenagers. We all know that they're not going to like sign up for what they would think of as little kid lessons. But by doing cross training, I think that we can get them in so that they're running through the pool, they're learning to do the breathing, they're in shallow water, they're not being asked to doing anything that they really can't do step by step. So that's one of the projects that I have in the back of my mind.
So Coach Denny.
Yes.
When you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do for fun?
No, you're not going to believe this. I can never get too much of it. Where do I like to be more than any other place in the world? In the ocean. That's where I like to be. Swimming in the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that I can't do anything other than swim. It's not that I don't like to go to the movies. I love the outdoors. But yes, swimming really is my love. And even on my personal time, I like to just float away my cares.
So what's your favorite beach? You know, if you were to pick a beach out, what would be your favorite beach?
Well, we are quite lucky. I lived in Jensen Beach for 18 years. And then had an apartment just a block from the beach in Vero. And that was a big, wide, beautiful beach. Big, wide beach. And I got to go down there and literally walk down in front of the lifeguard stand and work with one of my swimmers. Because obviously when I'm going to be taking an adult in the ocean, that's not step one. Still, we do it right in front of the lifeguard stand. They've got binoculars. They're watching for sea creatures as well, so that I don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
So Coach Denny, let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something that you went through, and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Okay. What comes to mind, honestly, is you're looking at me. I know the podcast people won't see me, but no one can look at me and see that I have a very significant physical disability. But I do. I'm not going to die from it, but I have two conditions that have caused me extreme physical pain. Neither of them are well known. One is a condition that came from an auto accident that swimmers who just do butterfly and freestyle like I did can be prone to, from overdevelopment of certain muscles, like pulling down and back that way. While I'm now like the reform smoker, I'm the reform swim coach. I want all of my swimmers to do what's best for their body, which means including other strokes as well. Having had this, I was in an accident. I was rear-ended when I was halfway through a master's degree in sports science many years ago now. And that's how I got this condition that's known as thoracic outlet syndrome. It's something that baseball pitchers can get. My surgeon also operated on a couple of the hockey players from Tampa Lightning. It's when the blood vessels and nerves that go to your arm are compressed. So it has it affected my ability to swim, to write, to use a computer and everything. And then it turned out that there's an underlying hereditary nerve disease that you also never heard of. It's called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, that explains a lot about why I really couldn't run, even as a young tomboy. So it explains why I was able to be a better swimmer than runner. Because a lot of swimming, people think of it, sometimes they say it's hands and feet. It's not even hands and not hands and feet. It's really not arms and legs. It's your full body. And a lot of what I have learned how to do is to really use my whole body to swim. I really focus on the breathing, something that I teach everybody, that I am really known for teaching a specific breathing technique because it's the best possible safety skill, something that even little kids can end up doing. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I know that I have become a far healthier version of myself than I would have been if I didn't have swimming, although I have had numerous disappointments about not being able to get a job that I would have really enjoyed having, like college coaching, because coaches are expected to drive the bus all over the state of Pennsylvania or whatever. So it's been a limiting factor, but swimming has helped for sure.
So Coach Denny, what is the one thing that you want our listeners to remember about No Sweat Swimming and the Port St. Lucie Swim Squad?
Well, we're doing registration right now for both. The Port St. Lucie Swim Squad is the summer program. And I really can promise you that if you invest in either the private lessons with us or the group for the summer, you will find such a difference in the way that you can swim, and the difference it will make in your life will be profound. You'll be able to do a lot more with your family and your friends, and you won't be left behind any longer. You know, when you get to go on a vacation and other people go off snorkeling, and too many people have told me about how it stinks to be left behind. So those things can be a thing of the past very quickly.
Okay, we have our listeners now that's just thinking of friends and family members and nieces and nephews who could who need to learn how to swim, and others that need to just learn how to do it a little better. And one word is coming to their lips right now, and that's how. How can they reach No Sweat Swimming or the PSL, Port St. Lucie Swim Squad?
I have a website for each. You can find them under nosweatswimming.net or pslswimsquad.com. And they both have plenty of pictures and videos that really show what our program's all about. And we actually offer something that I don't think anybody else offers, which is a money-back guarantee that if you complete the program, you will be happy with what you've learned.
For those listeners that just like to hit the buttons on the phone, is there a number you'd like to share?
I would. 772-285-5917.
Well, Coach Denny, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much for allowing me. Much appreciated.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.